Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Prayer is a privilege is the topic of today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 28, verse 9. God detests the prayers of a person who ignores the law. How can it be that the word detest could ever be connected to prayer? It's a warning. Those who willfully disobey, who ignore God's word, their prayers are hindered, ignored, and even despised. Prayer is a gift. Never forget that. It is a gift and a privilege. Prayer is an amazing thing. It's a wonder that we mere humans are not just able, but invited to have direct communication with the God of the universe. We would never imagine having the President of the United States' personal cell phone number, but in a real sense, we have God's. Prayer gives us close, intimate, personal access and communication with the Lord any time of the night and day. Martin Luther once said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." But sin causes static on the phone lines with God. As John Bunyan stated, "Prayer can cause a man to cease from sin, but sin will entice a man to cease from prayer." So, if you're feeling distant from God, like your prayers are hitting a block wall in the sky, maybe they are. Is there a commandment, instruction, or warning in God's word you are ignoring? Sin opens our thoughts to the voice of the enemy of our souls. The enemy delights in building a wall between you and God, because then he has you all to himself. But the good news is, God is bidding you to come back. Confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.